Begin transmission.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the thrilling adventure that we call the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your host. I'm the chairman of the committee. And I'm also the guy who had to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning after getting approximately 3 hours of sleep. Why, you may ask? Well, that just happens to be the first item on today's agenda, Hole Watch 2015. If you're a regular listener of this show, you are aware that we are watching some holes develop in my street. These are not regular potholes. These are like sinkholes that go all the way to the center of the earth, at least 5 feet deep, because my street is hollow. And as you know, they marked off some areas that they needed to fix because these holes are getting bigger and something's gonna collapse any day now. And a couple days ago, some trucks came by and they put some barricades out and made a big show of, oh, we're going to do some work soon. And then when I woke up the next morning, the barricades were gone. And I was expecting to be awakened by jackhammers, but no. I thought, okay, maybe they're putting it off. Or, you know, maybe they're going to wait until spring. Or maybe they're going to do it next week. Maybe they decided not to do it. No! They decided to do it without the barricades. That's right. At 8:10 this morning, I was awakened by the sound of a concrete saw. And if you don't know what this sounds like, it's pretty loud. And then after they got done sawing, that took about 30 minutes. And I thought, oh, okay, maybe I'll be able to go back to sleep. No! That's when they started up the pneumatic drills, the jackhammers. And I'm talking about right outside my house. This is not, 20 meters? It's less than 20 meters. From my, where I am actually laying to where this jackhammer is going off. And it was awesome because it vibrated the entire house. I'm laying on a concrete floor. And I can feel it. So that's how I woke up. I knew it was coming, but see, they faked me out. It was supposed to be yesterday, but they didn't do it yesterday. I kind of knew. I kind of suspected I was going to be awakened this morning by industrial equipment. But I was hoping it wouldn't happen. But it did! So what did I do? Yeah, I had to calm down the cat, make sure the cat knew that, no, this is not Armageddon. The cat was hiding in the Thunder Hut because she doesn't have a special hiding place specifically for pneumatic hammers. Perhaps we should make one. So once I had the cat convinced that, no, the world is not ending, people are just working. Later, at about noonish local time, the concrete truck showed up, a couple more guys, and they actually brought some barricades with them. 4, instead of the 50 they had out or whatever. No cones or nothing. And now I can't back out of my driveway. I have to do this weird... Regardless. They didn't fill in any of the holes. All they did was repair the area around the manhole cover. Which is interesting to me. I don't know why they think that's the problem. That's not the problem. That's the least of their problems. It's not like they're going to kick that manhole cover up or anything. They could have just gone in there with some more asphalt. But no, they had to pour concrete. But they couldn't be bothered to pour concrete where the giant slab of concrete is, you know, falling into the hollow under the street. And they couldn't be bothered to fix the indentation in front of my across-the-street neighbor's house. Oh, it's great. Any day now. Oh, actually, we're going to need to have a little bit more weather. We had rain here for a few days, and that helped make the holes worse. But we're going to need some freezing temperatures. I don't know if it's cold enough. But anyway, give me a good snow and some good cold, and yeah. We're going to have the street cave in real soon. It's going to happen this winter. I just know it. I was hoping it would happen before Christmas. so we could have a holy Christmas, but I don't think it's going to. I do think, however, it will happen before Groundhog Day. So, we're giving it about 6 more weeks. And whatever happens, rest assured, my loyal listeners, that I will tell you everything that happens. In food news, I went out to eat today. I went to the Greek restaurant and I had a hamburger. And the best part about it is I forgot to take my pills. And so now, it feels like I have Civil War reenactors reenacting the second Battle of Bull Run inside my guts. It's pretty fun. And educational, too. I'm learning all about the Civil War. Also, my face itches. And that's mostly because I need to shave. And I was going to shave before I started doing this show, but I forgot. I was so excited to talk to all my friends right here on Anon Radio once again today. So, got to make a note to myself. Shave. I'll do that a little bit later. I also went to the drugstore today. It was really fun. Why did I have to go there? I didn't. Had to take the girlfriend there. We got a bunch of stuff, and I'm just now remembering that I needed alcohol, and I didn't get any. Duh. Oh, well. It's not like I don't go by there every day. It's not like I never make any trips to the drugstore. Besides, I have all my emergency backup alcohol. So I can go at least another day. Isopropyl alcohol. It's one of my favorite things in the world. It's great. It's a germostat. It's a solvent. Oh, there's nothing you can't do with it. It's a fuel. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. And yet somehow this also reminds me that I forgot to go to the bank and I forgot to go to the gas station to buy petrol for my auto. So I gotta put that on the list for things to do tomorrow. Go to bank. Go to petrol vending station. Let's see, what else? Oh, yes. Last night I was playing dice with my cat, and I lost. I lost by about 5 hands. We were playing a 2-dice poker game, and normally I can take my cat, because, you know, my cat's not super great at being able to tell what dice hands are better than others, but she really likes to roll dice, and last night we were playing on the blanket on her favorite kitty Banky. And as I was rolling my hand, she would have to sort of stalk my dice and get real excited. And then I would stack her dice up and then she would knock them around and roll them. And then run out of the room and then run back in. And it was pretty fun. Then she'd go back to stalking the dice I was rolling. And then when it was time for her to roll the dice, I'd stack the dice up and she'd come in and knock them down and she'd try to take off with the dice, and I said, no, if you want to play dice, you have to leave the dice in the room where we're playing the dice, on the banky. But she kept wanting to take the dice off the banky, and then she pretends to get bored. And so then she sneaks off and then sneaks back in, stalking the dice as I roll them. And it's my turn, I roll my dice, but before I can see what I get, she jumps over the couch, jumps onto the banky, and knocks the dice into the bathroom, and they end up underneath the washing machine. Then I have to get like a dowel or a yardstick or something and get the dice back out of the, from underneath the washing machine. Oh, and that's a fun game too, because now I have a stick, and sticks are pretty fun, and so now we're both sticking our arms under the washing machine, and she doesn't understand that we're trying to get the dice out, not trying to knock the dice back under there. Why does everything have to go under the washing machine? I don't know. I've been super unclear about that for a number of years now, but I have learned a few things. If I cannot find a pen to write with, it's because they are all underneath the washing machine. If my girlfriend cannot find her lip balm, that's because all of the lip balms are underneath the washing machine. Because apparently that's where cats think they go. If I'm looking for a little hair scrunchie or an elastic band to tie up my hair, they are all underneath the washing machine, because apparently that's where all this stuff needs to go if you are in fact a cat. After me and Pippa played dice, then she apparently got worn out. She went back upstairs into the kitchen to sit in front of the oven and look for the mouse. Yeah, apparently that mouse is still in my house. I heard it a couple nights ago running around. And apparently it likes the wall that's, well, I'm looking at it right now. I don't know how to describe it to you other than it's the main load-bearing wall in my house. I have a split-level house, and so, you know, there's that one wall in the middle. And apparently the mouse likes to be on the middle floor and be sort of in the kitchen, running around behind the baseboards or the cabinets or something. And the cat can hear it back there. And so the cat just sits on the kitchen floor and stares sort of at the corner of the oven. And every once in a while she sniffs it and she goes up to the baseboard and maybe she'll paw at it a little bit. And she sits there and she sniffs the bottom of the oven, and you know, I've got a broiler. I'm tempted to pull the broiler out and go and show her that, but boy, if I show her that, she's gonna lose her mind. She's like, wait, I can get in here and get that damn mousie. I still haven't seen this mouse. The girlfriend said that she saw it. She was in the basement and she saw it running along the top of the foundation, which is where I've seen them before, but I haven't seen this one yet. I don't think my cat has either, and I'm not sure when my cat ever got interested in mice. I've shown her mice before. A couple years ago, I caught a mouse in the basement, and I brought it upstairs to show it to her, and she really wasn't interested. She was more interested in sniffing the box and sniffing my hands and thinking, oh, this is all very interesting, but I'm not interested in this little thing that's running around. But now that she's a big girl, now that she's all grown-up kitty, yeah, very interested in the mouse. Very, very interested in the mysterious sounds emanating from the walls at any given time. Always hilarious. Even if she saw the mouse, even if the mouse was running around on the floor, I don't know what she would do. She would probably, because it's running around, she would like to chase it around because she likes to run around. But I don't think she'd attack it or try to eat it or anything. When she plays with bugs, she just, you know, stands over them and watches them. She watches like ladybugs or ants crawl around. And if they stop moving for a few seconds, she'll cock her head to the side and then she'll take her paw and she'll bat at it a little bit until it starts moving again. Then she starts watching it. No, it's very good entertainment for kitties. So I can't imagine what she would do with a mouse. But being as mice like to move around, and they like to move around pretty fast, I think that's going to set off some deeply ingrained cat instincts. Get that thing! What is it? I don't know what it is, but I know that I want to get it. That's my cat for you. In lottery news, I recently used my latest free lottery coupon to get another lottery ticket for the state pick 5, and I lost. I only matched one number, which means I was not cool enough to get any free money. But that's fine. I didn't have to spend any money to take the chance. So, looks like I gotta still print out this other coupon I have sitting right here in my email box. So I can play more free lottery and get free lottery money, even though the best I've ever done is win another free ticket. although I think one of the times I got a free scratch card, I think I actually won $2, but instead of taking the $2, I just took two more lottery tickets, of course. So, as I sit here and I think about the lottery, it causes my face to itch. No, that's not thinking about the lottery. That's because I haven't shaved. It's starting to drive me nuts. So, I'm gonna go shave right now. And I'm not taking you with me. So you are gonna stay here and listen to this.
collaborate and listen. With a drink, I got to know. Tap G tattoo, cause I'm rock raw. Half black, half white, diamond now. Gang of money, oh,
what's up? What I'm wearing, I know this.
Let's go.
My face feels much better. It no longer itches. I am nice and shaved. Who am I, you might ask? Well, I'm only Tobe, and I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. What other dubious goals do we have on the agenda for today? Oh yes, one goal that I don't know if I'll achieve today, but I need to do some research on today. Is that business about the bocce team. I'm going to start up a bocce team, and I need to find out how to go about doing that exactly. So, mental note to self, look that stuff up. I also need to look into building a decent bocce pitch or bocce court. We got a park nearby, and the city likes to do stuff for people. But this would be the same park where they built the cricket pitches at the request of locals. And so I'm wondering what it takes to request somebody to build a bocce pitch, which really isn't much. I just need some old, railroad ties and somebody to mow it. Although, if I had this on private property and I have an idea of a good place... Actually, I've got two ideas. I know a golf course that's got some extra land that they don't know what to do with. Maybe they need to build one. What's it going to take? How am I going to convince somebody that they need to do this? Also, on an unrelated note, does it seem cold in here? Is there a window open somewhere that I have forgotten about? I started having that strange craving for beef bourguignon again last night. I don't know why this keeps happening. I don't know what my body is trying to tell me by making me crave beef bourguignon. So, you know, this is about the third time in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I'm going to just have to make it and eat it and get over it. I don't know what my problem is. I'm going to have to go to the store. Remind me to go to the store tomorrow and purchase the ingredients for a big batch of beef bourguignon. As I glance over to my television set, I notice that the Club America game is on again. Yeah, last night, right before I went to bed, you know, I watched all my English Premier League highlight shows and commentary shows and all that jazz. And then I flipped over to the next channel, which was playing the Club World Cup game of Club America. And they were playing somebody else, now I can't remember it. And, well, they're playing these guys. So that game was wrapping up just as I was falling asleep. And then when I woke up this morning, due to the concrete saw, I glanced at the screen and they were replaying the game. So I was like, yay! And now they're replaying that same game again. And I'm just now noticing the very empty stadium in which this game is being played. And at first I was shocked, but then I realized, oh yeah, well, no. This is the Club World Cup, and, you know, it's not quite as popular as the World Cup, and for a number of reasons. But namely, you can't get your fans there, and as such, there's not as much money in it, and in turn, clubs don't take it as seriously, because if they're not going to get a boatload of money out of it, they can't risk injuring their most valuable and best players. So it's sort of heartbreaking to see this. Here's, you know, two great teams playing in a great game. Unfortunately, they're playing 12,000 miles away. But the tickets are probably cheap. The ticket to the game is probably really cheap. They can't fill up 10% of these stadiums. You might as well give the tickets away free. The only problem is, you know, getting an airplane ticket to Japan for the game is going to cost you an arm and a leg, not to mention the cost of hotels and eating and all that stuff, the general cost of living. But boy, maybe we should go anyway. In other football news, the UEFA Champions League round of 16 draw was Monday, and that set up some very, very interesting fixtures. I'm looking forward to a number of those games, but I'm not looking forward to waiting the 8 weeks or however long it's going to be before I get to see any of these games. And speaking of draws, the Euro 2016 draw was last Friday? Regardless, we've had a lot of draws in the last few days. And I noticed that all the groups seem a little wishy-washy. Ukraine kind of got saddled with a wacky one. What else happened that was a little bit weird? Now I can't remember. Somebody got a good draw and I was really happy about it, but oh, my brain isn't quite working up to spec right now, and I just can't remember. I gave in and I ended up buying more cookies last night. The debate raged in my head between hemispheres of my brain, and I decided to do it. Because for some reason, I still want to eat cookies. If you remember me talking about it yesterday, I had to remember to go to the store, and I did in fact remember. And I went up there to buy 10 pounds of sugar. And I bought my 10 pounds of sugar. I also bought 4 boxes of tea, 2 gallons of kitty water, because kitties gotta have their special kitty water. And what else did I buy? That was it. Cookies, sugar, tea, and kitty water. So, that reminds me, I also need to clean out the kitty bowl and fill it up with fresh kitty water because kitties love kitty water. It's so delicious. Then, of course, when I got in the house with all the bags of groceries, then the cat has to come over because, oh, plastic bags, this is so fun. If it's a plastic bag, it must be for me, and everything in the plastic bag must be for me. So she started sticking her head in the plastic bags, and she finds my cookies and starts chewing on the funky cellophane packaging of the cookies. Chomp, chomp, chomp. And I said, that's not for kitties. The kitty water's for kitties. And she was like, gang, 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 I want kitty cookies. And I said, there aren't any kitty cookies. You get kitty waters. And then she saw the big kitty jugs of water, and she said, oh, yang, 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 and she was pretty happy about that. And as much as I'd love to tell you all about my cat's reaction to gallon jugs of water, I'm afraid I cannot do that at this time because this show is coming to an end rapidly. That's right, it's that time again. But the good news is that being as today is Thursday, this is a Barnacle Day, so I would like to ask you to stay tuned, for after my show, we will be hearing The Sound Show, starring Barnacle, where he plays all his favorite eclectic tunes, discusses them at length, and sometimes interviews people via Skype. It's educational. It's fun. I highly recommend it. Stay tuned. All right, I'm out of here. You can catch me again tomorrow at 19:30 UTC. So until that time, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.